Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Today we have a very special guest. He's a quarterback that you people are going to be familiar with when the time comes towards April as we build towards the NFL Draft. It's Billy Condiff, the quarterback from Ashland University, a transfer from UConn. Billy, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Now, obviously, the people out there, I mean, you've had a great career, a couple seasons at Ashland University after you transferred. You posted great numbers, a lot of success. You just got done working at Ohio State's Pro Day last week. Can you bring the people up to speed, you know, what it was like working out in front of all those NFL scouts and people on hand to watch you throw and do all the drills?
Yeah, it was real exciting. Getting to throw, you know, in front of pretty much every scout from every team. Every scout, they had a scout from every team there. So, you know, going to Ohio State, kind of expect that would happen. But, you know, it was real exciting. You know, if you would have asked me about when I transferred or even when I was going to college that I would have the opportunity to do this, you know, I would have laughed at you almost. But, you know, it was a great time.
Excellent. And I mean, in terms of your time at school, I mean, obviously, you were highly touted coming out of high school. You went to UConn. You transferred to Ashland, I believe, because you're just homesick.
Yeah, I was. You know, looking back on it, you know, it's worked out for me. You know, I don't really have any regrets, but you know, looking back on it, it was kind of a silly decision to leave. You know, it's just one of those things, being young and. No, it was a good learning lesson for me.
Yeah, you know, and you know, Randy Etzel has such a great program there at UConn. I was going to, you know, bring it up. Just, you know, was it tough making the decision, you know, to go? I mean, how, you know, they put so much time into recruiting you. I mean, how difficult was it, you know, to say, you know, to Coach Etzel, hey, you know, I can't stay here any longer.
It was probably the toughest thing I've ever had to do, honestly. You know, I went back and forth with it. I had a lot of great friends there, but you know, from the time I was there, it didn't fit for me, I guess. So, you know, when the time came for me to make my decision, you know, it was real tough for me. And I went and talked with my quarterback coach first, who I was pretty close with at the time, and he just told me, you know, you have to do what you have to do, but they, you know, they obviously wanted to keep me, and they do it whatever they can. But you know, my mind was made up by that point, and you know, I just went and talked to Coach Etzel.
Excellent. And Billy Condiff here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. He was the 2009 Second Team Glioc, and he was also the 2008 Glioc Player of the Year. He was also first team. And for the people out there listening, saying, "Well, if this kid's so good, why wasn't he the 2009 first team?" I think. The gentleman in front of you, Brad Isaac, I mean, Grand Valley State went, I think, 13-2 and won the Glioc Championship. So success kind of, you know, accolades fall. So I don't want people to lose track of how talented a young man you are. I mean, can you believe, you know, when you started doing all this, Billy, I mean, did you believe, you know, this reality, the dream, the reality setting in that, you know, you're knocking on the NFL's door, that, you know, you're this close to taking it to the next level?
Honestly, when I first got to Ashland, the NFL obviously was not even considered a reality to me. You know, just the more I played, you know, the more I realized that, you know, I was, you know, maybe another level above some of the guys I was going against. And you know, just my junior year is really when I realized I had a shot to do, you know, what a lot of kids dream to do. So. No, ever from that point, I just, you know, it's been working, you know, just to have a shot at it.
Excellent. And, I mean, I think 61 touchdowns, 8 or 9 interceptions over the last two seasons. An amazing stat this past year, 24 touchdowns and 1 INT. I mean, that's...
Thank you.
I think you're breaking up a little bit. You there? Hello? You there? I can barely hear you. It's like all choppy.
Okay.
Oh, I got you. I got you now.
Okay. I was asking, you know, 24 touchdown passes compared to one interception. I mean, what was that like? I mean, one interception. I mean, it's hard to believe. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough, but, you know, I give a lot to my coaches, you know, throughout my career. I mean, they really, you know, forced, you know, the thought to me of, you know, going through your reads and making sure you want to know where you want to go with the ball. I think that's probably the biggest thing with a quarterback, because a lot of quarterbacks try to force balls in to where, you know, they can't, you know, where they can't fit it in. And for me, I always, you know studying the game and, you know, studying your opponent, you know, really has helped me. So I always know where, what they're doing and where I want to go with the ball. And I think that's been a testament to those numbers.
Excellent. And, you know, during your pro day at Ohio State, I mean, I think, you know, you played in that spread offense at Ashland. You know, did they talk a lot about, you know, seeing you in that type of, you know, situation and their, you know, thoughts of, you know, how they wanted to see you in a different light?
I've heard that from a couple scouts, but really, I was under center a lot. We threw a lot out of the gun, but, you know, we also did a lot of play action from under center, so. You know, it wasn't that big of a deal as some other guys are, but again, you know, some scouts wanted to see me drop back from under center. So it was something I'm comfortable with doing, though. I mean, we did it a lot in practice. We just didn't do it too much in games just for protection purposes. So, you know, it was a concern for some people, but I think after seeing it, they should be all right.
And in terms of workouts, I mean, do you have any more pro days scheduled, or do you have, you know, any private workouts set up or any, you know, things set up with NFL teams?
As of right now, I got the Akron Pro Day I'm going to do coming on this Thursday. And as of right now, I don't have any private workouts or any visits scheduled.
Excellent. And in terms of, you know, the Gliok, I mean, Joyke Bell, Robert Callaway, yourself, I mean, you guys are really on the NFL radar. I mean, I think it's a testament to some of the talent you guys are having out there. I mean, can you kind of believe the success, you know, that the notice that the Gliok is getting?
I mean, I really can, because, you know, there's a lot of really good players that have come out from that league and, you know, that are in that league right now. I think the past few years there's been about three guys. Past 2 years, I think there's about three or four guys that are actually in the league right now. And this year, I think it's probably our most loaded year with people. Obviously, Joyke, the Harlan Hill winner, he's just the real deal. And there's a tackle from Hillsdale too that, you know, I think is supposed to go in the third round or something. So, you know, along with Robert and myself, you know, the league's pretty stacked.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. And like I said, to see that success coming from the Gliok. I'm in Youngstown, Ohio, so I'm real familiar with all the schools in the area, so it's nice to see you guys have that type of success moving forward.
Yeah.
Billy, I mean, it your time at Ashland, I mean, was it Coach Lee Owens, or, I mean, was there a player that kind of helped mentor you? I mean, was there anyone that you could kind of lean on a lot, you know, at your time that kind of helped you get to where you're at today?
Yeah, well, my first 2 years there, there was a quarterback, John Ferguson, who's a transfer from Akron. He, my first year starting, he really helped me out a lot. You know, just like I said, going through reads. Because when I first got there, I was just kind of a gunslinger. I just would throw the ball over, not really go through progressions. And he really helped me with that, because he was big on that and, you know, checking the ball down and all that good stuff. But he was a big, you know, contributor to my success, along with you know, my coaches too, my quarterback coaches. I had four different ones while I was there, but each of the quarterback coaches that I did have, they all had their own little, you know, tweaks to my game that really improved who I am now as a player. And
go ahead. No, you're fine.
I was just Yeah, I was just going to say all those guys had a big part to what player I am right now.
Excellent. And everyone who comes on the show, I always ask them, if we put Billy Cundiff in an NFL uniform right now, which quarterback on Sundays are you going to remind us of the most?
Honestly, I think Drew Brees, just for the fact that he's the kind of guy that spreads the ball around to a number of different receivers. He limits his mistakes while also he puts up numbers. And I think he's the kind of quarterback that, really studies the game, a lot like Peyton Manning. But he knows what he's going to do when, a defense does a certain thing to him. And at least in college, that's the type of player I was. So, the past few years, I've kind of modeled myself after him and, really, think that my game kind of compares to his.
Excellent. And that's a nice comparison, somebody you definitely want to compare to at the next level. Once again, Billy Cundiff, the Aspen University quarterback, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Billy, as we move forward to this, big show, the NFL Draft, and you're so close to it, have you been training at Ashland, or has there been any other facility that you've kind of been working out at?
For the past 2 months, I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, training. My agent's from there, and he brings his guys down to there. So there's about 10 of us down there for 2 months training and working out and getting ready. And now that I'm back home, I'm going to be in between my hometown and Ashland University, just training with guys up there and then back here. So just waiting and seeing what happens.
Excellent. And in terms of that training, I think the quarterbacks, I don't think scouts are so much worried about the measurables and whatnot of some of the other players. But what was the main focus of your training while you were going through it?
For me, I wanted to get my footwork better in terms of, drops and just rolling out and, a little foot, quickness and speed here and there. But like you said, it's not a huge deal to have, speed, but it does help. So, but my main focus was, throwing when you get my footwork right, because when you throw the ball, a lot has to do with your feet.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Billy, we want to thank you for coming on. We know you're a very busy young man. I think you have a great future ahead of you, and obviously Akron's Pro Day is right around the corner, another chance for you to showcase your skills in front of those NFL eyes. Before we let you go today, we always like to have some fun with you guys. We call it three downs and out, and they're goofy, three questions on the goofy lighter side of things. You want to take a shot at those?
Yeah, let's
do it. Okay. First down is, if you could take any female celebrity out to dinner, who would you like to take?
Jessica Biel.
Yeah, very nice. You're quick on that one.
Yeah.
And second down is, if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great quarterback skills, what other talent could you showcase to America?
My Call of Duty skills. PlayStation,
very nice.
And Xbox.
You play with teammates. You guys kind of do it on the internet as a group.
Yeah, we do. And my brother plays a lot. So whenever I was at school or wherever, we were playing a lot too.
Nice. And Billy, the final question before we let you go is, if you could become the face of a product, the spokesperson, in the advertisement thing, what would you like to endorse and be the face of?
I'd say Gatorade.
There you go. Very nice. Gatorade has it. A lot of players say Gatorade, so you're not one of them. Tell you what the hell you're doing.
What's that? You broke up for a second.
No. Yeah, I just said anytime you want to come back on the show, you're more than welcome to.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks. And that's Billy Cundiff of Ashland University joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And thanks again for taking some time and listening with the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.